The main objective is to support the UN system in the work it does with Cote d'Ivoire for its development. Cote d'Ivoire has come through a very, very difficult phase in its history with the post-election violence and crisis of some 20 months ago. It now has duly constituted government. The government has big challenges in reconciliation, peace and security, and implementing its national development plan. The UN system can play a significant role in support. Our role is greatly valued here, and I've come really to boost our efforts and engage directly with the government and the society leaders.
How is the economic situation in Cote d'Ivoire right now?
In 2011, the economy, because of the post-election crisis, didn't grow at all. The economy is expected to grow this year, and the government has a strategy for fast economic growth based on attracting back a level of international investor confidence and getting investment going in essential infrastructure and other areas. The UN system here is very much emphasizing the importance of inclusive growth in the economy, as well as the big picture macroeconomic plans. There also need to be strong plans for inclusive growth, for people to be engaged in agriculture, for the micro-entrepreneurs, for appropriate education and training, emphasis of opportunities for women and youth. So I think we have a significant role to play in these areas.
And what is being done right now to do just that?
One of the first conditions for inclusive growth and development is peace and security. Events of the last 2 to 3 months show that Cote d'Ivoire still has some fragility. When I spoke with President Ouattara, very much top of his mind was the need for support for disarmament, demobilization, and reintegration of former combatants. There's also a big effort going on with the Dialogue, Truth and Reconciliation Commission, which needs to consult very widely with the community on the way ahead. There are underlying grievances, including around land, to be addressed. So at the same time as we're advocating for inclusive growth and development strategies, we must also support government on these basic foundations of what development needs.
What about tackling the problem of youth unemployment? Is it a serious issue in Cote d'Ivoire?
Youth unemployment is a huge issue, and one of the reasons probably for the tens of thousands of people still in these militia groups with arms is that they don't have productive employment alternatives. So critical to the disarmament and demobilization effort will be the reintegration opportunities, job opportunities, training opportunities, microcredit access for young people to get established in better pursuits. But then there are, of course, many young people who are not in militia groups but want opportunity. I did go this afternoon to meet young people running a fishing cooperative, which has really done quite well. And I think it's important now that the government plans for support of these kinds of initiatives to be scaled up across the country. There are huge opportunities, for example, in agriculture for young people and for women, but it needs appropriate support, training, access to credit to really realize these opportunities.
Are you hopeful about the future of Cote d'Ivoire?
I am hopeful. I've met people from across the society, from the president and senior ministers, to civil society leaders, women's leaders, wise people on the Commission for Dialogue, Truth and Reconciliation. I think if everyone now thinks as Ivorians on how they restore their country to the position it once held in the region, then Ivory Coast can move ahead. I note also the prominent role President Ouattara has taken in leadership in ECOWAS with the crisis in the sub-region in recent times. I think Cote d'Ivoire is on the way back, but there is still fragility. It does still need international support. I hope that the international partners will hang in for the long term. Just because the immediate crisis is over, just because an elected government's in place, just because it has plans, doesn't mean the problems have gone away. One senior ambassador described the situation to me as being pre-post-crisis, and that indicates insight into the continued fragility. So we must hang in for the long term, and United Nations advocacy is important in that.